When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Got my man Remo with me. And today we're talking to the talk of the internet over on the YouTuber side of things. It's almost like we got the Wooski of the white boy crowd with us. Jack Doherty.
What's up?
What's up, Jack? What's up?
Hello. What's up, Adam?
How you living, man?
Pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. Just running around doing, picking up some wardrobe stuff for my girl. You know, we're going to the Blueface concert tonight. You got to look good.
Yeah.
You know how that is.
Yeah.
Why'd your girl just scramble out the door? What the f*** she doing?
She's going to get an outfit for something tonight.
Where are you going tonight? Maybe I should pull up.
Yeah, maybe we should just go together.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, double date.
What kind of events are you going to? Where are you going?
Landon Barker's music release party.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that the, I guess that, how old is he, like 19?
Yeah.
That's probably the one that Travis made me go to his birthday party back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Worlds converging.
Yeah.
Type.
Where do you meet McKinley at?
In LA. Where? A couple months ago.
What'd she do? TikTok? Music?
Yeah, she does TikTok, YouTube. She just started YouTube like a month ago. She already has like 700K.
What?
Yeah, she's killing it.
Wow. That's good.
Because you gave her the formula, right?
Power couple.
Yeah.
Because you got this YouTube like down.
But yeah, she also, she works hard. She knows what she's doing too.
So you're saying you didn't give her the clout?
I'm saying we work together, you
she
know?
Brought her own clout to the situation.
She's yeah, sure, yeah.
That's what Jack's saying.
All right, well, let's break down from the beginning, because you've been on YouTube from, like, the start.
Yeah.
Well, not the start of YouTube, but...
the start of your life.
The start of your life, for sure. So, like, what was... All right, so the first video I seen that you did was, like, you flipping markers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so, like, what made you even want to just hop on YouTube? Like, what was your inspiration?
I feel like every kid at one point, like, or everybody just tried to be a YouTuber at one point, except I just, like, started it and just stuck with it, and... just worked out. But I just knew how to, like, I don't know, trend hopper in a way, and just keep it like what people are entertained by, and just keep posting those videos. But what set me apart was just like everyone, like no one was like my age doing it, so that's what like set me apart. And like still I even feel like now there's not many of my kids, like there's not a lot of kids my age that I have to like compete with, you know.
How old were you when you started?
12. Yeah.
Damn. So you were just a regular kid, and what were you watching on YouTube that kind of inspired you and made you want to flip markers?
Man, I don't know, you know, just flipping markers takes a lot to, you know, I'm kidding.
Years of practice.
I don't know. I mean, people were just flipping water bottles and markers and stuff, so I just did it. And, yeah, I think I was just a 12-year-old little shit who were just like, ah.
I mean, this was the beginning of the marker flipping, water bottle flipping era, because that was a whole thing for a while there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I always, like, caught the trends, like, before they got really, really big.
Okay.
Sort of.
So what was doing those videos like? You just have to flip it like 5,000 times until it finally lands right?
Something like that.
Do you ever just get super good at it and you can just flip it over and over and over?
I guess. Haven't done it in a while. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm built for it.
On that first video that went viral, how many times do you think you flipped the mark?
I did that. It took me like 2 weeks to do that whole video.
Oh,
a bunch of random stuff in the video, but it paid off. Like pushed my channel a lot at the start.
And so then where do you go from there? Because I feel like there's got to be a shelf life on.
Yeah. So like, I mean, stuff. As I got older, like I started, you know, like people just got attached to my life, I guess. And it's just, I was always doing something different. Like just evolving as time went on, like whatever, however YouTube went, like it's just kept changing. And I just kept changing with it. But I mean, in both ways, I guess, cause I was aging, you know, getting older, getting more mature, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what was like the next trend you think that you caught a window of, or was the next viral video for you after the marker video?
I don't even know. Just like getting kicked out of Walmart, I guess those type of videos. And I was like 13 making those videos. And I don't know, just doing what not many people were doing. There was a lot less people to compete with back then on YouTube. So it's a lot. I feel like it was easier back then than it is now. But
how old are you now?
19.
19, so 7 long years ago, back in 2016. I mean, that's basically when I started doing YouTube, and I can confirm it was a much less developed ecosystem. There was way less people making content. You could, like, actually do something and feel like it was fresh and new, whereas now it kind of feels like, oh, yeah, this landscape is flooded. Yeah. Okay. So have you always kind of just been somebody who was just willing to adapt to the trends and to change with the weather in terms of like what was popping on YouTube at the time? Or do you feel like that's kind of been almost at the expense of having your own individual voice?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone kind of adapts, just like how you bring on guests that are like popping at certain times, you know, it's just like you kind of go with whatever's working at the time and just like capitalizing off that. So if there's something you see, just like capitalize off it and it pays off.
But definitely.
Also, I feel like just as a person, like it's different nowadays. Like people feel like tend to watch you for you now, like as a person, instead of like kind of what the video is, but it all just depends, I guess. But if you're more like long-term.
So you guys have 7 million subscribers in the first year?
No.
No. I know that didn't sound right. Primo, you wrote that down, so I'm just going to act like you just said
you
that.
You gained 7 million followers within the past year?
Yeah, in the That's past year.
Right. Oh, that's in the past year.
Yeah, I think like around like almost like 8 or 9 million so far, like in the past year, because I think like a year ago I was at like 3 point something mil.
So what do you think has been the growth? Like what's leading the growth?
Transitioning to like short form content for sure.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I just noticed I wasn't watching any long form content really. So I was just like, everyone's watching short form content, so why not just make the best short form content? And I just like learn how to get really viral videos. And that's how I'm able to also like, you know, help my friends blow up fast.
Is that kind of demoralizing? Because when you do short form content, it's so much less in depth. But I guess like the marker flipping, I mean, that could have been a TikTok. It doesn't need to be a 10-minute YouTube video, right?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like making short-form videos. Like my long-form videos now, it's just like my life, and it's just I don't like try to force stuff anymore. I don't like need to force stuff anymore, so I kind of just go with the flow and just try to be more of me recently and not like just do a video because this is the title and thumbnail. I'm just going to, you know, 24 hours here, blah, blah, you know, just I'm not trying to do those videos anymore. I'm just trying to like be me and just film my life.
Yeah, it can be kind of pathetic when you like look at people's YouTube channel and you realize that in order to keep their average number of views per video, they just have to do some crazy ass that is realistically like very far removed from them just being themselves, right?
Yeah.
As far as concepts and like ideas and is it just you just brainstorming or you have like a team? Because I seem like you just winging it with by yourself, or from what I see, like you didn't show up like a huge team. It seemed like it's just you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, like, I know my stuff the best, and, like, especially the people I have around me, like, people that work for me, like, I, like you said, like, you're like, do you have a manager with you? I was like, nah, I kind of just do everything myself, because I feel like, one, no one's really going to listen to anyone. If I brought in someone as my manager, they're going to be like, who's this guy? Like, they're not really going to listen to them. At the end of the day, I feel like I have to be the one to say stuff in order for it to, like, get done, but, like, I also like doing it. I like being on top of it, and I mean, I have a big team, like I have a lot of employees, but it just, like, I just came out here for like 2 days, so it's only like us four.
What kind of employees are we talking? What's the team look like?
I have a bunch of filmers, editors, and then there's like, people that live in my house and stuff but yeah, and then other side of things too, some more employees for that, but.
For what, like brand deal type stuff or?
No, but like, I have like people that for that too, yeah.
OnlyFans employees?
Something like that. I don't know.
Oh, right.
But okay. Hey, I mean, this guy's big into OnlyFans, I know.
Made some money on OnlyFans, but
how much money, huh?
A couple bucks. But I feel like you're kind of different, though, because you are so young to be in this side of things. So when did the OnlyFans side of things come around?
Like about a year and a half ago. Actually, when you turned legal? About 2 years, I think.
As soon as you turned legal?
Like 3 months after, maybe.
Well, I guess you could have an OnlyFans account because it doesn't have to be nude, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to be 18.
You do have to be 18 start it? You can't be like, oh, I'm a Lego YouTuber and I build Legos on OnlyFans, but I'm like 14.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
It's probably safer for them to just be like, no.
Yeah.
Okay, but then how did you have that idea? And what is on your OnlyFans?
Got to find out.
Ugh, girls always
What's
say
on
that.
Your OnlyFans?
Sex.
All right, bet.
Is there sex on yours? I'm assuming no.
Nah. Okay. Not a porn star, but I have so many questions for you. Where can we get into that? I want to hear this. I want to know how much money you made letting your wife get fucked by another guy. Tell me right now.
No.
Convince me.
I can't tell you.
I'm kidding. Why?
Top secret.
Why can't you? Because I saw a clip. You're like, you ended up making 50 times more than what you thought.
Because for me, I'm the kind of person who my natural state of being is to not only tell you how much money I made from something, but also to exaggerate and maybe even act like I made more than I actually made. My girl's on the other side of things where if she makes $1 million, she feels like she just made like 10 grand. Because in her head, she's got taxes, she's got people she got to pay, she got like, she's just like so conservative with the money stuff, which is probably good because like there's been many times in my life where I thought like, oh, I just made this amount of money. I'm going to make that amount of money every month for the rest of my life. And then it doesn't really work like that. So I just got to respect
her. Unless
you
let your wife get fucked by another guy. Huh?
But even that, it's like, that's not going to pay
like,
the same
just
every
like
time.
Like kissing your brother, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it's about
infinite
that.
Money glitch.
If I had a brother, for sure, I'd be tongue kissing that motherfucker.
Are you the ones orchestrating this island boy?
Yeah, yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
I heard you're the mastermind behind all this.
I wouldn't say that, but they like to, I mean, not really, but. They did it themselves first, and I just, you know, gave him a little...
What?
I don't know. I helped him out, and I helped him make a lot of money off it, but...
What was the
they
helping
got banned,
out?
They got banned on OnlyFans, so they low-key fucked themselves.
Wait, shut the fuck... When did that happen?
Like last month.
We need to post about that. I didn't know that.
What did they get banned for?
Making out with each other, I'm guessing.
I mean, yeah, they do fuck shit with each other.
But that's it? They just make out on there? It wasn't something more extreme?
I mean, look at their fucking Twitter. What do they have there for free? I mean, let's see. I don't know what goes on the OnlyFans, but
the only thing I saw was them making out, and then I saw something with like one of them sucking a carrot, and it seemed
and
like
I heard that was your idea.
Nah, that was not my idea. I remember they called me that day, and they're like, "We just got popsicles." And I just started dying laughing on the phone. I was like, "Yeah." That's
so cute. You're like the Elon Musk.
But I was like,
of
"Yeah,
incest.
Do it, do it." Like I was like, "Do it." Like I put in. I was like, "Fuck it, do it." That's viral. And then,
so do you come up with all your own incest-based ideas?
No, I don't come up with any incest ideas. The fuck. I don't know. What would you rather do? Kiss your brother or let your wife get fucked by another guy?
Probably let my wife get fucked by another guy.
Really? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, for sure. I don't want to kiss. I don't have a brother, but like even my friend, like even just kissing a dude in general, just a random guy. It sounds terrible.
What about you?
I don't have a brother, but I don't.
If you did,
crazy.
Would you kiss him?
He's from down south. He's not doing anything.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. I could tell by your eyes. You want to kiss me right now. So I'm like, yeah, you kiss your brother.
Those are called little Dirk eyes.
Yeah.
Dirk eyes.
He's got Dirk eyes.
That's funny.
All right, so are you managing the Island Boys or
no?
No,
they're doing their own thing. Let them kiss in peace.
So what are they going to do now that they
nothing
lost their OnlyFans? Cameo's down. OnlyFans
like
is gone.
Fanfix or something. Or like,
Fanly.
Or
Fansly.
Yeah.
Oh my god, really? They're on there.
They support incest.
What the fuck? No, Fansly does let you post like all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. But so okay,
OnlyFans where it's
you
at.
Don't have any business relationship with them.
Nah, fuck them.
How did you even?
They're crazy.
How'd you meet them?
I met him like a year ago.
Where? Doing what?
Incest back when party? They were like more normal. Yeah. Really? They were so normal.
You invited them to your crib or something, right?
No, I went to their Airbnb and I filmed some videos.
Okay.
And then.
And yeah, this is before they started fucking each other?
Yeah, yeah.
So where was that video at of, I think it was Natalie and Zach? Was that at Trails?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what was that about?
So this is what happened. The Island Boys were pulling up. Neon was at my house. We were all streaming, right? For like doing our kick stream. And then. We flew Natalie from LA to Florida where I live, and like she was gonna slap one of the Island Boys and be like, "You hit woman," and then fucking slap him. And then they somehow they found out that that's what she was there for, and then they pressed him immediately. And then one of the Island Boys like found out who her boyfriend was, and then just attacked him, and then it just escalated from there, and it was fucked.
Yeah, from my perspective, it's like. There's always just these big mansion things with like security, and it's like you and the Island Boys and Sneeko and Neon, and you're just hanging out and occasionally hitting each other. Like, is that always your crib, or like, how did you become part of this weird new world?
I don't even know, but yeah, it is. It's all at my crib, but I don't know if I can keep doing it anymore because we got a warning from the landlord
about just what the loudness or the violence or
just everything they see. They see all my videos, so they're like, fuck.
They see it? Holy shit. Yeah, they're probably upset about that.
But hey, we're really good. We're really good tenants, you know. We respect the house. I respect the house. Other people might not, but.
Well, who was the first person to slap you?
Fousey.
And how did that feel? Because that's really.
It felt great. I slept like a baby that night.
Really?
Yeah, I actually got 20 million views on my shit overnight. And I was like, yeah. But nah, it also went, it just went really viral. But now I took that slap and I'm trying to turn it into a kick deal. So we're running with it. Things are going well. I don't know what I'm about to say, but buddy, still, everyone comes up to me and asks me about that all the time. Like, yo, was that Fousey shit real? Like, everyone thinks it's fake, but it's like, he's literally in a mental hospital right now, and it's been over a month. Yeah. So it's like, it's real. Like, it's not like we can't stage that, but that would be a really committed stage.
What did you know about Fousey before that?
So one time I saw the clip on my 40 page, like literally yesterday. It was like the first time we ever met. And it was like 3 years ago or something, or two or three years ago. And like, I don't know what I said, but he came at me for something I said. And it was like, I just made like some like joke, and like he got offended by it. And like, it was like such a joke. And me and Bryce made the joke, and like he came at me, only me. And then I was like, all right, who's this guy? All right, he's so mad for no reason, but I was just joking around. I was literally fucking 16 or 15, and he's 30. Not that I always bring up age, but it's like, bruh.
Right.
How are you going to let a 15-year-old get to you? You can't. I would never let a 15-year-old get to me.
But he lets everybody get to him. It's kind of like his whole personality.
Yeah,
I mean, him getting into the mental hospital is probably the best thing that could happen for his life and the worst thing that could happen for people who are actually paying attention to what was going on in his life, because it was just starting to get good, right? Like, right when he got in there was when he was just losing his mind. Something crazy happened in every day, and then it was just gone.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Fousey Streams right now. So exactly, what was the night like when he came to your house? You invited him out there?
Yeah, so he acted, the first thing he said to me was like, what's your name? Like, he acted like he didn't know me. But like, I was like, I met this guy before. I know he knows me. Like, I've talked to him before. I actually met him multiple times before that. And I knew he knew who I was. And he was, and then I told him my name, and he still like tried to, I said Jack, and he goes, like, said some random ass name. I was like, bruh, like, he's trying so hard.
Trying to eagle
but,
you?
Yeah, trying to eagle me so hard. But then he knew everything about me. Like, he starts listing, like, everything I do. And, like, he literally had an agenda when he pulled up and tried to pretend like he didn't know me. It was, like, funny to me. But I saw it. I was just, like, you could see in the video, like, I have a smile on my face. I know what's going on, like, in a way. Like, I'm just, like, I'm not going to, like, I don't let him get to me. So I'm just, like, yeah, right, like, what the fuck? I'm just going with the flow. But, like, he immediately just switches up. He, like, starts complimenting my cars and stuff. And then just goes, fuck your Lambo. Fuck your McLaren. And then, like, the clips are so funny. He was just so, like, moody, like, just would switch up so fast, attack people randomly, and like just all over the place that night. But it's very entertaining.
But do you feel like there's an extent to which it's kind of pathetic because all these content creators are just hanging out with Fousey, and it's not like they want to hang out with him, they just are around him because they know that he's going to go viral and he's going to do something insane?
I didn't even know like what was going on with him when he pulled up to my house. I thought it was completely normal. Like, I thought it was an act. I kept going to his manager. I was like, is he joking? Like, because he was like pressing me like crazy, but like, but like, I'm like laughing because I literally think it's just like all for content, you know? I'm just like, all right, like, I'm going back at him. Mm. Like, I just think we're literally just doing it for content, right? But he's like being for real about it. Like, I didn't know he was actually losing his mind. He didn't take his meds for like 2 days or something. And that's why he was acting like that. So, but I literally thought he was just joking. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
And what were the final words or what led up to him? Because he's claiming he's spitting in your face. I couldn't really tell.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
so
he threw water.
I was upstairs. I was talking to his manager like about like how he was acting. I still just didn't believe that he was like acting like that. So I was just like, all right, let me go stir something up. Let me just make this entertaining. It was getting kind of boring. The island boy was like boxing Neon downstairs. And I come down the stairs and I hear him say beta. So I just call him a beta. And apparently he takes that so personally. Like, I had no idea. And like, so he takes the water, throws it at me. And I was like, oh, bet. This is great. And then so I get the water bottle, throw it at him, and then he comes and just slaps me in the face. And then from there, he just lost it, like, way more. Like, he on his way out, he spit on the floor, and then he spit in my face, spit on his security guard, like, his own security guard, like, just going off like crazy. And he spit, like, three times on like, he tried to get me, but like, he just kept spitting on everyone else. It was crazy. It was disgusting.
So when you hear shit like that, it like totally makes sense of why his girl left him and everybody on his team left him and why he kind of ended up in the mental hospital. But which, to be fair, I'm glad they got him the help that he needed without anything too crazy having to happen, because keep in mind, last time he lost his mind and went to a mental hospital, he put on a huge event and told everybody Drake was going to come, and then he called in a bomb threat, allegedly, but definitely seemed like it to
me. Literally was that night all over again. It was crazy. It was crazy to witness it like in person, like at my house. I was like, what the fuck is going on? But like, everyone's like calling me a bitch and shit. Like, what am I gonna do about it? I had one security guard. He had three big ass security guards with him. If I try to go back at him, like, I'm gonna get fucked. But like, I didn't even think like, oh, I'm in my own house, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm just thinking like, yo, I'm not trying to like fight back with this guy. Like, why would I? Like, you know? Like, I had all my jewelry on and shit. This guy just fucking just trying to fight for me.
But when you're doing that kind of thing, are the security all kind of on the same team? Like, do they all just sort of become cool with each other? Or is it actually, like, your security versus his security?
Now we understand it better, because after that night, like, we really, like, all the security guards, like, talk now. Like, everyone's, like, kind of friends. Like, now we kind of know what to do, because no one knew any that, like, anyone's going to have, like, altercations with each other and shit like that. Especially that night, like, you know?
Well, I mean, you have security guards in the first place. Yeah, that kind of makes me feel like you guys knew something might happen.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, people, the security guards don't really know what to do in that scenario, like who to pull. Like, I don't know. Everyone's, it's all over the place. So
do you ever tell the security guards, like, let this happen for a little bit?
I mean, low key, everyone's roasting my security guard, but I'm like, yo, if I didn't get slapped, it wouldn't be as viral.
Where's the content?
Yeah, exactly. But hey.
They got to kind of like, it was like Jerry Springer back in the day. You got to like let them fight, then immediately break it up. Right? You can't break it up like before they fight.
Did you get more security? Because I seen recently you say that you got more security.
Yeah, last stream I did, I literally had like 7 guards. It was crazy.
I mean, you got these diamond necklaces and that big ass watch on.
Yeah. That by my course. You know
how
what
much
I'm
you spent on a watch?
We call that a walking lick where I'm from.
250K.
Woo!
Hey, I'm sure you can get like 10 of those with.
No, definitely. I'm anti-jewelry, but damn, 250K. You're a walking lick out here, my friend.
I know.
If there's any gang members watching this and you'd like to get the drop on them.
Let's run it. At least we got to film it, though.
He was saying on GD before the stream started.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he was.
Don't rap me. No, I'm kidding. I thought that meant on God, bro.
No, I think he's more of a ZD.
I don't know what any of this means. Please, no one hurt me. Please, like, if you want to rob me, I will do it in the best way possible. We can do it nice and smooth and peacefully.
Damn,
no guns.
See these bracelets over here, too.
Yeah, how much you spent on the bracelets right there? Show them what you got going
on. They're each like 15K.
Where's all the bread coming from? You're just wilding out,
dude.
Huh?
The same where your girl's bread comes from. OnlyFans. Let's go.
But you're
let's
not
collab.
Even telling us what's on there.
Let me collab. Let's find out. Let's do my first sex tape with your girl. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Okay. What's up with your girl?
Oh yeah. No. Never mind. That's what I'm saying.
So you want to swap?
You collab with her? Yeah. I collab. No, I'm kidding. Fuck. Nah. I'm not about that. That's
you're
fine.
Not about that life.
I mean, maybe. How much? You whisper in my ear how much money you made, and I'll let you know if I'm saying yes or no. Come on.
Whisper in my ear what your girl's pussy
smells
like.
Adam and McKinley and Jack.
What the fuck
and
is
Lena.
This guy? Hey, she's a minor.
I was wondering.
No,
that.
I'm kidding. I was going to ask. She's not a minor. I'm not. No, that fucked up. It makes me look bad. She's no. She's 20. I'm like.
When you get to be as old as me, it's like an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old. It all kind of blends together.
That's
kind of hard.
I can get him with that.
That's why you gotta check that ID. Yeah.
All right, so what's up? So like, what age were you when you went on Dr. Phil? Because I seen Dr. Phil kicked you off his show.
Yeah, Dr. Phil is like, if you really think about it, Dr. Phil capitalizes off minors' problems. Like literally, will take a 12-year-old and like blast them for some fuck shit live on TV. Yeah. That's so embarrassing. If you really put it in their shoes, like they don't want that. They're not getting anything out of that. They're not getting paid. Dr. Phil is, but like. For me, it was different. Like, I did it because I was like, yo, like, I'll let them fucking bash me, whatever. Like, I'm going to get something out of it. Like, I'm going to be on Dr. Phil. It's cool. But, yeah, I mean, we all kind of, my parents were in on it. Like, they were not on, like, Dr. Phil's side. Like, I was like, yo, we're going on Dr. Phil. Let's go.
No, but your dad seemed pretty pissed at you because you weren't listening to Dr. Phil.
Nah. He was just literally just being a little sucked up to Dr. Phil.
But like, Dr. Phil was giving you the most generic advice.
I told him to, I just told my dad to, I was like, defend me, but like, don't act like you're too on my side because like, they don't just seem like fake. But, like, they don't care. I'm a YouTuber. Like, you know, I don't do this because I'm a fucked up kid. I do this because it's my job. Like, at the end of the day,
Dr. Phil just acting like he totally understands YouTube. He's like, a lot of YouTubers I know, they make themselves the joke, not you're making other people the joke. It's
I like, am the fucking joke. I get slapped, motherfucker. Like, look at me.
Like, Dr. Phil, you don't know what you're talking about. Right. Like, I grew up thinking, like, well, Dr. Phil, whenever it came on during my teen years or whatever, it was like, oh, this is like a real serious guy, a very serious TV host. He's solving real problems. Now, when you watch it, it's like, oh, this is like worse than a lot of YouTube content. Yeah. Like, this is really lowbrow, trashy shit. But it's on TV, and he wears a suit, so people feel like it might be valid. But it's really just pretty bad.
Seems like he thinks he's better than everyone or some shit at this point, right?
Yeah, like he can never be wrong.
It's whack.
It's all, he just targets these kids and makes them.
But do you get a lot of negative attention for that appearance, or was it mostly positive?
No. I was getting recognized by, like, old people, like 80-year-olds. It was funny.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I was hitting that demographic.
You get a lot of backlash now because, like, your old fans always say they want the old Jack back and shit, right? I know you see that in your comments all the time.
Yeah. But, like, what does that even mean?
You were young shit. You were
young
then. Yeah,
I'm just
young.
I'm just me now. Like, people, that's why I try to be more raw in my videos now. I want people to see, like, the real me. And, like I'm not, like, I don't want to, like, force everything and, like, try so hard. Like, I don't have to do that anymore, you know? So it's like, I don't need to do a stupid, like, cringy forced YouTube video because it's not going to change my life at the end of the day, you know? So I want to put, like, more, like, the real me out there and, like, I don't know. But still, at the end of the day, I feel like people don't really get to see it all, but one day they will.
But did they feel like they got to see this very genuine, real version of you, and that's been kind of replaced by the clout-thirsty version of you that's, like, you know, engineering all these crazy things and, like, getting slapped in the face? Like, I could see how your fans would kind of maybe feel a way about that.
Yeah, I guess, but I feel like they like that. It's all entertainment. Like, it's what people are talking about, and I don't think it makes me change. I'm just, like, getting myself more in, like, that scene and just, you know, like making more real, like authentic content and not doing like that, all that fake shit. Like we're really like actually doing crazy shit. And I think it's working out. Like it's bringing like the most attention ever.
Yeah.
So. When did you feel that transition of everyone saying that it was the old Jack versus like the new Jack, like within the last, I guess, couple months?
They've been saying that for years, but it's just a trend. Like it just gets likes on the comments. I don't know. But at the end of the day, I don't know, man. I'm just me. I'm just doing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the problem with like getting big is that like, you know, I might have a million fans that only want to hear about porn, and then all the other fans don't want to hear about it. And I might have like a million fans who only want to hear me talk about underground rap, and then like a bunch of the other fans don't care about it. So I could post an interview with an underground rapper and get, who the fuck is this guy? Nobody wants to see you interview some random fucking bum. And then on the other hand, you could get like, you know, people saying, we don't want to hear this porn shit. Like, we don't want to hear you talk to porn stars, whatever. So it's like, at a certain point, once you're big enough, it's just like, you got to kind of just brush off the comments.
Keep going, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So when it comes like as far as like YouTube, who's like your biggest inspirations? Like when you were coming up, who were you looking up to in the YouTube space?
Really, like honestly, like Jake and Logan Paul. That's when I like when I started YouTube when I was like 12. That's who I watched the most, honestly. Like Jake and Logan Paul, and
they were OGs because there's so many people who make YouTube videos who say that when you talk to them, including people that like realistically you wouldn't think like them. They were the dudes doing it in like 2014, 2015, et cetera.
Have you met them now?
Yeah. I was on Logan's podcast. That clip went really viral.
Oh yeah, you were.
And that was at like Jake Paul's wedding, like with Tana Mojo.
Oh, I went to that.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny when I talk about how many weddings I've been to, that one of them is like a fake wedding. And I'm like, yeah, I went to that. I guess that was a wedding of sorts.
Yeah, you were on Impulsive because I think that's when you said that you actually bought your first house at the age of 12.
15. Yeah.
Yeah, so how did that work? Like, you were making all that much money from YouTube?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And where did you buy it? Where were you living at this time?
I lived in New York, but I bought the house in Florida.
You lived in Europe?
No, New York.
Oh, New York. All right.
Yeah, that's where I grew up. But right, so I bought the house like as an investment. Like, it's in Florida, and I just rent it out.
Oh, so you went on Impulsive at the wedding, like as part of a live stream thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was on it for like 5-10 minutes.
Oh, look at Tanner Fox in there, too.
Yeah.
Wow, small world. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so what happened with this ninja storyline that we saw play out?
You offended Ninja.
You can't offend Ninja, dude.
I was like 14 or 15 at the time, and I donated him like $1,000 on his live stream, and he got like pressed about it. Like, it was just so stupid. I was like, bro, I'm giving you money, and you're getting mad at me. Like, he had a big ego, and it was just, you're just giving me money to
play with him, right?
He's like, it was just so stupid. Yeah, I was just like, why are you getting mad? And then he like DM'd me on Twitter and like made me like, and like try to make me take down the video. And I was like, no. And then he like got it like manually taken down, which is like crazy, like that he was that petty.
Yeah, Ninja's had a few moments like that. Like even with him getting into it with, where he was making fun of some other streamer for like being unsuccessful or small or whatever the other day. And that was like, I don't know. Sometimes I just want to be like, God, Ninja, just don't say that one thing. Like it feels like he has a little bit of an irritation problem. Like he'll get a little too irritated by his fans, and then it'll shine through on camera, and then that to people is a little bit weird. But I guess I get it. He's huge or whatever.
You and Ninja got a relationship now, or y'all still don't fuck with each other?
No, where the fuck Ninja at?
Not here. Yeah, it's been a minute, right?
Probably
he's
streaming.
Yeah, he's rich. That's why you shouldn't get that mad. Like, how can a little kid get you mad if you're rich, buddy? Chill.
Yeah.
So what's up with Izzy Prom? Like, how did that happen?
Bruh, I don't know. We were like, we streamed the day before, like, I think maybe 2 days before, I'm not sure. But, and we were cool, whatever. But he was trying to get the Island Boys to pull up, and because he wanted to slap him or something and do something like that. And then he ended up just literally fighting everyone in the house. It started with Zerka. He fought Zerka first, and then he fought my security guard. And then he was just trying so hard to fight me, like, just trying so hard to get into fight. I'm like, I'm not trying to fight this guy. He's like, 6'3", and I'm like 5'8". Like, why? And he's way older than me and bigger than me. Like, why would I try to fight him? You know, like, I'm not trying to fight him. But we were just fucking around for content, like talking at each other and whatever. And then like, he kept telling to his like chat, like, he's like, yo, I'm gonna slap him. Like, should I slap him? And like, he literally sat there for another hour or two, and I was trying to get him to leave. He wouldn't leave my house. It was crazy. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm on my phone, and he comes up to me and just slaps me out of nowhere. It was like, he just sneaks me. It was crazy.
Right.
But
and word on the streets was that you called the cops or were pressing charges.
We got swatted literally 15 minutes before that, and the cops were still outside. They were just hanging out there. So once all that came out, once he slapped me and he went outside, the cops were out there and they just ran to the door because it was just so loud and there was so much commotion. But yeah, people think I literally called the cops. No, I didn't call the fucking cops.
They were just there.
The fuck? I was like, once I got stopped, I was like, oh shit, yeah, that's viral. I bet. No, I'm kidding.
But do you tell the cops right away? Like, yeah, this big black dude, he hit me.
Oh yeah, I was like, yo, this motherfucker just slapped me. But
that's how it went down? You just told him right away?
Fuck yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, slap me right now. I don't care. It was funny. But
you told the cops.
What?
You told the cops? You're like, arrest him.
Bro, I didn't tell him arrest him. Oh. I didn't press charges. I literally signed something that, like, so I wouldn't, they can't press charges.
Oh, so nothing that happens
like nothing that
while
nothing
you're in the house, everybody has these, like, forms filled out so you can't sue anybody?
Well, press charges? Like, I just signed something that said I'm not pressing charges on him.
Wow.
But you know what? I was like, yo, Siri, heads or tails? And I was like, heads, he goes to jail. Tails, he gets to fucking stay. And I flipped it and it said tails. I was like, all right, bet you're good.
Damn.
But like, I wouldn't have pressed charges anyways. I was just fucking around. But like, people take shit so seriously.
Right.
But damn, it was just so fun. Like, I just had so much adrenaline. But
do you wonder, do you worry that by putting yourself into those situations that it kind of opens the door for random people to come up and slap you in public?
That's what he's trying to do. He saw what happened with Fousey. He was just trying to be Fousey and he like needed his 5 seconds of fame and wanted to slap me.
Right.
And he just snuck me.
I guess it worked. Yeah. His fans probably loved it.
I mean, a lot of people were like, L thug, whatever, spamming that in his chat. Because, like, sneaking someone is just like, bruh, what are you doing? Like, you're sneaking a teenager.
But
like,
are you, because, okay, as a creator, you could be, like, the person that people want to see win, or you could get into the Island Boys category where it's like, people, like, even if the Island Boys had something amazing happen to them, nobody's going to give a fuck because they only want to see bad things happen to them. Are you worried at all that you could get into that category?
Nah, if anything, I feel like I'm just, this is all like real shit. Like, I'm just showing that like I make authentic videos and like I'd rather get fucking slapped than let my wife get fucked by other guys. No, I'm kidding. But like,
she's
for real.
She's gonna be like, what?
No, I'm kidding. I'd rather honestly take it. I'd rather him slap me right now than let you fuck my future wife. And Jason Love. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, if I fucked your girl, it'd just be awkward.
And I'll fuck your girl back.
No, but like, I got like a man-sized dick. I don't think your girl's ever experienced anything like that.
All right. Change the topic, motherfucker.
You don't want her to slap. She gets fucked by a 40-year-old. All right,
fine. I'll call Jason Love to come fuck your bitch again.
Yeah,
boom.
I mean, that doesn't really.
I know. You'll be like, fuck, you get money off that.
It would just be whatever, yeah. Whereas, like, if I fucked your girl.
Who is there any
You'd really have to check yourself into a psychiatric ward if I fucked your girl, right?
I'll be with Fousey, yeah.
You'd be thinking about my 40-year-old dick for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You'd be dreaming.
Terrible.
You'd be having a regular dream, and all of a sudden you just see my dick.
No, boom, that would never
boom,
happen.
Boom,
never
and
happen.
Then you wake up, and you realize it's really my dick. Boom,
what
boom,
the fuck?
Boom.
He's getting so.
I'm on top of you, whacking my cock on your forehead.
Damn, you're doing gay shit or what?
I mean, I'm down for sure. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I mean, if there's security around and stuff, yeah.
All right, me and
if you sign a form that says I won't sue Adam 22 for smacking his boner on my forehead, sure, yeah.
Oh my god, WOF clap. All right, yeah.
How many girls are you managing on OnlyFans?
Like, I don't know, a couple, something like that. I don't know.
Is your girl on OnlyFans?
Yeah. Fuck, was it?
But she's not getting piped down by large.
We're not porn stars out here.
So, yeah, but you gotta tell us like what's on there.
We do have parents at the end of the days.
Huh? Is it like it's like Asian Dolls OnlyFans? There's just nothing on there.
No, it's on there. It's on there.
Dude, I'm about to sign up right now.
Go sign
really
up right now.
About it.
Go check out McKinley's at McKinley Richardson. You already know. You should go check yours out though.
Okay.
I'll check your wife's out.
Yeah. Damn. Crazy.
So did John Zirkin prom fight again after he
They fought again the next day and like for $50K.
And we're all paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
he
crazy.
He bet the money.
Yeah, he put up the money.
What's your opinion of John Zirka?
He's hilarious, but like he's really fucked up. Sometimes he's like a little too much, but like I don't think it's ever too much. It's all as long as it's getting filmed, it's funny.
Did he let you hit the coke?
Oh, no, he doesn't do coke.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't. He does Adderall.
I'm pretty sure he's also mixing
this is
it
what
with
I
coke.
Said. This is what he said. I don't know if I'm exposing him. I love Zirka, but he's so funny. But he's like, I was like, yeah, so do you actually do a fuck ton of coke? He's like, no, I do Adderall, but coke is more marketable.
Well, there's some truth to that, yeah.
Like, he's just funny, like, because everyone says that shit. Everyone says coke.
Because so many people are Adderall addicts, and there's nothing sexy about that. But being a cokehead is kind of like some cool 80s disco type shit or something. In reality, in the real world, it'll destroy your whole life. But so you never done coke?
No.
You don't do drugs at all?
No.
You smoke weed?
No. I don't do any drugs.
You don't drink?
No, don't drink. I actually don't drink.
You ever hit a Marlboro?
What's that? I actually don't drink, though.
You're going to love Marlboro once you get one. Tawny's like,
nah, I'm focused.
So you're planning on signing a kick deal, all right? Because I don't know. I already
I'm trying to run up on kick. I'm getting to this live streaming stuff. I think a lot of people like my streams. Like, I'm really getting into all that, like, real stuff. And I think that's just where it's going now. Like, I see it evolving to there. Like, all the live stream stuff, like, everyone watches that. Everyone keeps up with it. The clips go crazy. And I know if I just go crazy on the lives, like, it's just, it'll all work out. I'm going to be the biggest kick streamer. But yeah, I think something's
trying to take Fousey's spot.
I'm taking Fousey's spot before he even gets out that fucking hospital, motherfucker.
You think Fousey even got
offered? He slapped the kick deal into me, buddy. Let's go. No, I'm kidding.
But did he actually get a kick deal, or was he just talking about it?
I think he was just talking about it, but I have no idea. I'm not going to say anything about it, but I'm not trying to jinx anything at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
But who knows, you know?
I mean, I think you're getting the jumping on kick, because I haven't seen you. All your shit that you do is exclusively on kick, right? Like, I don't see you on Twitch or anything, right?
Nah.
Well, you just left Twitch behind? Did you get banned?
I never started on Twitch.
Oh, you just started on kick?
I've done three streams.
Oh, shit.
Is Aiden
like they're all, like, really big. Like, I had, like, 20,000 viewers live, like, on all of them.
Okay. Is Aiden, like, an ambassador up there? It seems like he's the one out there handing out bags.
Aiden's killing it, obviously. I mean, I think he owns a percentage of kick. I don't really know, but he got a bag.
Damn.
He challenged you to a fight.
Boxing match for 200K.
What you gonna do?
Aiden Ross, 200K boxing match. I'm down to run it. Like, he backed out. If anything, I said I'm down. Let's do it. And I haven't heard anything from him. So,
do we have any reason to believe that Aiden Ross can fight or box in any way, shape, or form?
I seen him boxing. Who the fuck was it? I seen him boxing, but I don't know. Jack, you probably could take him, huh?
For sure. I wrestled since I was, like, 4 years old. Like, I know how to fight, but, like, I'm not trying to fight people that are twice my size. Like, that's what people don't get. Like, I'm not trying to fight these old men, these 35-year-old men. I'm not trying to fight these guys. You know, I want someone my own size. That's why they won't fight anyone their own size.
Is Aiden Ross that much bigger than you?
No, I'd fight him. He's a little bigger than me.
So you're down with him, but Fousey and John Zucker are kind of out.
Fousey, honestly, I'd fight.
Yeah,
you think you could take Fousey?
Seems like a bitch.
Yeah, honestly, for sure, I think I could.
I mean, he, like, alternately is, like, fat as fuck, and then he'll be ripped to shreds with, like, big ass muscles, and then he'll. But either way, it's just his persona is so bitch made.
Exactly. Yeah, honestly, I think so too. And people are gonna be like, "How are you saying that, motherfucker?" Like, let me get an actual fight. Like, I'm not ready to fight there. You know.
You ever stab somebody?
Of course, no, okay. What the fuck?
Nah, I like to see you and Aiden get in the ring. That'd be cool.
That would be a good fight.
Aiden, yeah, do that. Y'all should do that. Show for
200K.
Sure.
We could do more.
Damn. So how the fuck did Neon break his foot? Was that at your house too?
Yeah, it was at my house. One of the girls was like chasing him, and like there was like a little hole somewhere in my backyard, and he like stepped in it, and it broke his foot.
Wow.
And then we took him to the hospital.
So what's your opinion on Neon? How'd you get introduced to him?
I really don't even remember. He was there. He was the reason Fousey came over that night.
To fight him?
To fight who?
Neon.
No, I didn't. No one was going to fight Neon.
Oh, okay.
We were just coming over to stream, and he's like, "Yo, can I bring Fousey?" I was like, "Yeah." And then all that went down that night.
You feel like you've seen the real Neon, or is it just like the version that we get to see online? Is that the real him?
I mean, when he's not streaming, he's chill. But like, obviously, everyone has to act different. While you're streaming, like, if the cameras are off, he's not just gonna be like saying racist shit to random people for no reason. No, he does it all for content at the end of the day, but he's funny and he's like, he's good at what he does.
What's your attitude on faking shit? Because we saw Neon faking getting beat up by a bunch of black dudes, right? And like, that ended up not being real, but a lot of people were celebrating it for a while.
He told me that was real, but like, I don't know.
I feel like I saw that it came out that it wasn't real, although, to be honest.
I just don't believe it. I still don't believe it.
I didn't believe it.
All right, it was fake.
What, did they like tie you to a tree or some shit?
You're not exposing your, weren't there faces in the video?
It didn't really look like the way that a filmed beating would typically go down.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was definitely staged. How you feel about Aiden Ross getting all like 300,000 people plus inside on his kick stream for the fucking fake Kim Jong-un?
I mean, he's smart. Like, look how much like attention he brought to kick. But obviously, I don't think people were that happy with him. But I mean, it brought a lot of attention.
Yeah. I wonder if at any point there was a chance that Kim Jong-un was going to come on and that he figured, oh, we'll get a backup and that'll give us the backup in case it doesn't happen.
No, I think Kasanat had like a fake Barack Obama at one point too, or something like that.
Mm.
So I think he jugged the internet, because I definitely thought for a second, like, damn, is he gonna pull it off?
God.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Grimy tactics.
So like overall, I seen you got like over a billion streams just like on all platforms and shit. I think I've seen that somewhere.
Like views?
Yeah, views.
I think I have more than that. I've been averaging like a billion a month.
Oh, recently. Billion a month.
Like my YouTube alone gets like 400 or 500 million a month views right now. But yeah. But yeah, also like I have this new clip thing where like I have a Discord and people that join my course, they can use they get access to a Discord, and basically every million views they get using a clip of mine, I pay them out like $100.
I seen somewhere you were advertising people who cutting clips for you for
Discord. Yeah, that's what like Neon does. Like he helped me with that, and that's helping him a lot, like get out there and stuff. So I just started that, and it's like an easy way for people to make money, but it also like pushes me out there more. So are you
teaching like a marketing class? Because like you are damn near like a marketing genius.
Yeah, I'm like in my course, I'm basically just teaching like how I was able to blow up on social media. And then I'm also like just showing people like how other ways, like easy ways you can make money. Like for instance, that like repurposing my content and just posting it on clips, and like I'm paying people out for how many views they get.
Oh, so you're doing the Andrew Tate thing?
Yeah, sort of.
Where people will re-upload your stuff to TikTok, and then how do you go about paying them?
I have a Discord, and there's a bot that tracks everybody's videos and everyone's views. You just sign up for it. Like everyone that joins my course gets access to the Discord, so you just get it for free after you join it, and then people like literally get viral videos overnight, and they're making hundreds of dollars overnight. So it's like really easy, and it's like they get money out of it, and I get views out of it.
So that's interesting, because sometimes I look through TikTok and I'll see like viral moments from my shit, and they'll be on TikTok, and it's just I'm kind of like annoyed, like, oh, that's weird that this dude just got millions of views off my content and I'm not benefiting from it in any way. But you look at it like, oh, this is helping me grow. This is getting me out there.
Like,
there's
obviously
people
like you're not even paying for that, but there's people that like are doing it naturally, and I saw that. So I was like, how can I bring more people to like doing that? And I noticed that other streamers were like paying people to make clips for them and post clips, and they were paying them based on how many views they get. And it's smart because at the end of the day, it just brings more attention to you, and it just puts your face out there more, and you get seen more. Like I think the first clip I ever saw like of Zerka was on your podcast, but it wasn't, I don't think, something you posted. It was like, he was like, I do blow 4 days on, 2 days off. It was just the funniest shit to me ever.
Yeah. The question is like, do you believe in your content enough to have other people upload it? And you're just like, okay, fuck yeah. Like you're hyped on it, because it's like, if you believe, and especially if you have something that people can sign up to, like the OnlyFans that makes you a lot of money, that's cool, because it's like YouTube ads don't really like pay that much. So it's like if you get TikTok followers out of it or whatever, it's kind of like not the best thing on earth.
Exactly. But yeah, obviously I have something like, for instance, my course and like OnlyFans to funnel it to. So it's worth it.
So the courses are where the money's at?
Yeah.
How much are you selling?
Not really. I just started that, so I haven't really like made a ton of money off it, but it's just like over time, you know?
So when you talk about buying a house at 15 or whatever, that's mostly just from YouTube money?
Yeah. At the time, yeah, that was, but now I bought a lot more since then, and that's just like depends, you know.
So if you're rolling around with a multiple $100,000 watch on your wrist, does that give you that feeling of like, oh, people are gonna break into my house, or people are gonna rob me? Because that's a big thing.
I have
a
full time security guard. I will shoot you.
There's no one here.
Unless the
security guard here, right?
Oh, yeah, not here. I got your guards with me.
Yeah, he's not.
They dissed me because I told him to go with McKinley to the mall.
Oh, so that guy. Oh, that there was a guy. That is your guy.
Yeah.
The dude who was just in here. The guy who was wearing the fuck you fucking fuck shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Is that the same guy that was there on Fuzzy?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, for sure.
But
where'd you find him?
Here in LA. He was like the old Sway Boys security guard.
Wow. Yeah. So you know he can handle himself if he protected them.
Yeah. If they're all alive, I think I'll be alive. Hmm.
Sway Boys. Big target. We should tell the Flockers about the Sway Boys while they broke up, right? Tell the Flockers about Jack.
What do you think is the fastest growing, like, for an influencer right now? What would you tell them, like, the fastest growing platform?
I mean, Fousey was, I thought you meant a fast growing platform.
Yeah, like, to help grow a content creator right now.
If you're just trying to blow up, like, YouTube Shorts or TikTok, like, just short form content, it's working the best right now.
But everything you make, you upload to Reels, TikTok,
and
Shorts?
Yeah, everywhere, like, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, like, everything.
Definitely. How do you feel about this backlash that you've been getting because you did some prank videos where you went to these water parks and you were sort of like aggressively bumping into a lot of the people there and stuff like that?
Wait, when?
It was like when you were younger, you like got, I think you bumped into like a little girl or some shit, and people were like giving you backlash for it.
It's
like
fuck that little girl. No, I'm kidding.
You know what I'm talking about. It's like
I don't even really remember it, but if I don't remember it, it's not that big a deal, huh?
No, oh, okay.
But I don't know. I mean, like, you know, everyone, shit happens as you go. Like, I'm sure everyone's had their fair share of fuck ups.
You know, get like a lot of shit. They say that you're like for your pranks and shit. A lot of people are they call you like a menace. How do you feel about people saying like you're one of these? You get the Jake Paul. You know how when Jake Paul first came out, he was just terrorizing shit. Yeah. You're kind of like falling in that lane. Like, how do you feel about that?
Fucking cry about it, motherfucker. What are you gonna do about it? No, I'm kidding. It's just like I'm not really like a fucking douchebag. Like, I'm different off camera. Like, I'm not like just doing this shit. Like, if anything, everyone exaggerates their persona online. Like, I'm just energetic, and I'm always energetic. But like, I exaggerate a little bit in my videos. But like, sometimes not even. Like, I'm actually fucking crackhead off camera. But I don't know. I mean, in a good way. But like,
I mean, it's just something about being young that you just want to do the most offensive shit. You want to get reactions out of people, you know, and then you get older and that stuff kind of seems fucked up. But like when you're young, I mean, when I was in high school, it was a huge thing to just drive around and smash people's mailboxes with baseball bats.
You see, I'm not doing shit like that. But right. Like, I do a lot softer shit than that, but people will fucking take it so seriously because they have nothing else.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did that, but I thought that it was pretty cool and funny when I found out that other people were doing it. So I know that that's the kind of thing that I'm surprised YouTubers don't do more often. Well, I guess you just get kicked off the platform, but yeah. Okay, so do you feel like in terms of all these purchases and stuff, though, like buying Lamborghinis and shit at your age, like, is this a good idea? Are you practicing intelligent, like, financial decision making?
Yeah, I'm smart with my money. The first $1 million I ever made, I literally barely spent any of it. I just invested it all. But like, now I own 21 houses, so I have rent from that every month. So it's like, I really, at the end of the day, like, I'll be fine. It's like, I don't have any payments on any of my cars or anything I own, even all the houses I own cash. So I really don't really have much to worry about. I kind of set myself up in the best way possible. But still, I don't think that's even enough right now. I still want to keep going because, you know, obviously the more money you make, the more your lifestyle costs and the more you want, and you just always want more.
If I was renting a house and I found out that my landlord was a 19-year-old YouTuber, I would stop paying rent.
Yeah.
That's just like how I figure a lot of people would think of it. So if you own a house, you're not having any actual involvement in the...
No, they're literally not even the same state I live in. Like, oh. I think 16 of them are in North Carolina. I have like... one in Florida, a duplex in like Idaho, and then I have more other places, but I have 21 total. But yeah, I literally haven't been to, I've only been to like one of or two of them, I think. But yeah, I literally just bought 11 like a couple weeks ago, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I bought like a 5-unit building and then a 6-unit one.
Who put you onto this hustle?
Ever since I was like younger, when I started investing my money, I just always liked real estate. And it's honestly just the safest bet. Like, I've traded stocks before. And when I was younger, and when I was like 15, I got into trading stocks, and like I had like a couple $100,000 in like a stock trading account, and I would just put in options, and like it would fluctuate like crazy. Like, I've had days where I've made 100K and lost 100K, like, and like doing that at 15 like fucks with your mind so bad. So I just like stopped doing the stock shit, and I just invest in real estate, and I have long term stocks and stuff, but I'm much more comfortable with real estate. And like, say one day I can get to like 100 properties, like, then, you know, you have a couple $100K a month in rent, and good.
Damn.
That's my goal.
You got any NFTs?
No, fuck that.
I was going to ask the same thing.
Bucky. Yeah.
Who's giving you, like, financial advice and shit?
Me. I kind of manage, like, everything day to day, like, all my money and just my businesses in general. I kind of just do everything myself.
I like it. What are the aims for the future, like, other things that you want to do? You got any other businesses you're trying to get involved in?
I'm trying to do live streaming. Like, everyone's in this live streaming shit. I'm trying to be the best. I want to make the most entertaining streams, like real shit. Like, I want to make like authentic videos and yeah, just have people keep tuning in and watching me. And I think I've been like doing good at that recently. I've only done like 3 or 4 streams so far, and they've all been like the most talked about thing by like the next morning.
How long do you like to stream when you do one of those, though?
Anywhere from like 2 to 4 hours. Just depends on what's going on, who's fucking trying to kill who.
Yeah, I feel like there's like a energy limit that the average person hits after like a couple hours, where it can be kind of hard to keep it going, right?
Yeah. Eventually you just get bored, but not really. I mean, it's kind of fun when everyone's like going at each other and it's like entertaining, but...
But when you actually see the machine that somebody like Aiden Ross has, where you realize that he has a whole team behind the scenes that are kind of like lining up guests for him to talk to on Discord and shit, and that's sort of like... how his shit manages to be entertaining. Like, if he was having to fucking hit up all these people himself, even just today, Sneeko hit me up trying to film shit with Crip Mac today. It's like, these guys are always like trying to just line up mad shit for each stream, right?
Yeah, it is like a endless hustle just trying to figure out what you're gonna do for your next stream, because you kind of try to like one up every stream. It's hard, but I mean, it's like a full-time job just trying to figure out what you're going to do next.
Yeah, definitely. Fuck. Okay. Anything else? Anything else we need to know about?
What you got going on for the future? Any big streams planned?
I mean, hopefully I'd box Aiden Ross and fucking knock him out, you know?
Does your hair just normally do this like little woof thing that you got going on?
I mean, sort of. I've been.
You like put a little product in there?
The count all off.
You want to touch my hair?
Not really, but yeah, you look like the mushroom from Mario Brothers.
Fuck, buddy. That's fucked.
Toad.
You look like someone that lets their wife get fucked by other guys. So, yeah.
It was funnier the first time.
But. I know. But it's like I have to clap back.
You're just trying to convince me to slap you.
No, this guy has a fuck. I know. I bet that. But
I'm like, I can't do that. I'm the host of the
show.
How old
are you?
You could slap.
How old are you?
40 almost.
Yeah, see, that's pushing it.
And even then, that's a weird look. And even we did have a dude get the shit beat out of him on this podcast.
Yeah. How about I slap you?
No, that's all right.
Ah, oh, fuck. All right. What about your wife?
No, I got Wooski vibes. I can't do it.
Wooski vibes.
What's Wooski vibes?
It's just, if you come off like you're the hardest motherfucker in the world, then you got Wooski vibes.
I don't come off like that, do I? Fuck no.
No, you got Ruga vibes.
I'm literally like, look at me.
You said Ruga vibes?
Yeah, sure. Ruga vibes is crazy. Give me those vibes.
All right, Jack. Appreciate you. Jack.
Appreciate you.
Jack in Adam. The building.
Jack. I should have been saying that the whole pod.
Adam.
Appreciate you, Jack. Jack of all trades, Jack in the box. You got any other good ones we should know about?
No.
Jack me off.
Yeah.
Take off your pants and
jacket.
I'm
my OnlyFans. Go subscribe, motherfucker. Yeah, he wants to get in my pants.
No jacking. Oh. Coolest podcast in the world. Catch us out on Grindr and other sites. Like, comment, and subscribe. I can't believe I never thought to do that before. Make it gay. Spice it up. Nojumper.com if you want to support. Bow.